number of voices now reacting to the president's speech from the Oval Office last night. I said my one-word reaction was cautious. You may have heard that a moment ago. Professor Kathleen Hall Jamieson's phrase was...
National mission, colon, details to follow.
Did you have a one-word reaction or close? Six words, I guess we were asking listeners for the...
Muted.
Muted.
Yeah.
That he was muted or your reaction is muted?
My reaction was muted.
All right. Is there a word or phrase?
No, he wasn't muted. He was pretty aggressive.
Indeed. But we've been hearing a lot from you this morning. The word blame, principally.
My name is Therese Hopkins, and I live in Massachusetts. It's just totally horrendous and horrible and awful, and they're all trying to figure out how to fix it because they never dreamed it would happen. It was worst-case scenario. Everyone needs to work together. Get the spill taken care of, then worry about all the blame throwing later.
Hi, this is Chris from White Lake, Michigan. Everybody from, say, like me with my 30-mile-to-the-gallon geo tracker to the president with his 30-gallon-to-the-mile Air Force One uses oil. Rather than sitting there and throwing eggs at each other and saying, you should resign, you should apologize to the BP executives, they ought to put their minds together and figure this out. It's gone on long enough.
Well, that's not to say everyone is totally ignoring BP's role in the Gulf oil spill. Last night, a takeaway producer spoke with Frank Brightson, owner of several restaurants in New Orleans.
I applaud the president for keeping the pressure on BP to be responsible financially for the damages done. I just hope that it all happens in a timely fashion. There's people losing millions on the Gulf Coast.
And over the course of the spill, we've heard many people like Frank. A listener, Kate, wrote to us, "This is not our government's fault. Let's face it, folks. BP never had a plan, and they are to blame."
Of course, regulators were supposed to have a plan, too, and they didn't have much of a plan. There's also people who hold the president himself to blame. Brian, for instance, writes, "Obama is no less a pawn in our hideously corrupt system than any other elected official. He's behaving just like the folks, like folks are supposed to, when they've been paid hush money. He breaks my heart a little more with each passing day."
But we've noticed in the past few days, more of our listeners are focused on cleanup, like Tyra. She writes on Facebook, "Let's keep in mind there is no culprit in this debacle. It was an accident. So lesson learned. Now let's clean it up, move on, and quit pointing fingers. Next thing you know, this whole thing is going to be a Republican conspiracy against the current administration in an attempt to give a Katrina to Obama to deal with. Keep the conversation going, conspiracy theories or not. Is blame the word that you'd use in the middle of this issue going on in the Gulf? Are you looking for a person or a company or a government to blame, or are you hoping that it will stop? Let us know at 877-8MYTAKE or continue the conversation on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thetakeaway.